The NFB Piano Man by Dan Keller. Hello, readers. My name is either Dan or Danny Keller, depending on when you met me. When I entered the Missouri School for the Blind in 1962 at age 6, I was Danny, but I didn't like handwriting class during my adolescent years, so I took off the last two letters and became Dan. At that time, I wasn't good at writing, so I thought eliminating the N and Y would make this easier, and I wanted my name to sound more grown up. Now that I'm 60, I am ready to add those letters back and reverse the aging process. I was born in Hannibal, Missouri, and grew up on a farm in Monroe City, Missouri, with my sister and two brothers. While my older siblings were in school, Mom would send me out to play. I believe this to be one of the primary reasons why I developed good orientation skills, since it was up to me to figure out how to get back to the house. Standing out in the barn crying would do me no good. The most beneficial thing I got from going to the Missouri School for the Blind was learning Braille and developing a love of reading. I spent countless hours reading books from the Braille library, and I appreciate the wide range of knowledge that it gave me. I also liked the choir and band classes and learning piano tuning, which has given me a small bit of a financial reward. After graduating from Missouri School for the Blind, I attended Central Missouri State University, where I majored in sociology and minored in music with emphasis on piano. I was introduced to the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, while I was in college. Tom Stevens often takes credit for recruiting me by eating pancakes with me in the Persian Hall cafeteria while I was attending the summer college prep program at the University of Missouri in Columbia. That tale is only partially true. I turned 19 that summer, and Helen Stevens made me a birthday cake, which Kevin Worley, Gene Coulter, myself, and the other students in the orientation program feasted on. After college, I took a position as an education assistant at the Nevada State School and Hospital. I accepted that job because I was so concerned about not being a productive adult. I was waking up at night after having bad dreams of being old and still living in the farmhouse. I appreciate my family very much, but I didn't want to stay with them forever. So I jumped on the first opportunity that came my way. I didn't think I was staying in this town very long, but apparently God had other plans. I bought a house and shortly thereafter met my wife Leslie, who was employed at the same workplace. In 1986, I was chosen Employee of the Year for the facility. Roy Blunt was the Missouri Secretary of State at the time and presented me with my plaque and awards. I am still here, but he is now a United States Senator, so meeting me really boosted his career. In 1991, our daughter Felicia was born, and since this was a good place in which to raise a child, we chose to stay here. In 1995, at the age of 4, Felicia attended her first national convention and had fun attending NFB camp, while Leslie worked with the NFB camp babies. When Felicia grew older, she began helping her mom at camp, and now that we have a 2-year-old grandson, we are looking forward to the time when there will be 3 generations of Kellers at NFB camp. In 2015, I took my retirement package from the state, but I continue tuning pianos on a part-time basis. I also started teaching piano lessons after some encouragement from Julie McGinnity. I hadn't had any interest in teaching lessons while I was working full-time, and my other excuse was that I couldn't work with sighted kids since I couldn't read the print staff. I discovered that there are some who prefer learning through chord structure and ear training, as it has turned out to be a lot of fun. I also spend my time working to help the National Federation of the Blind and a summer college baseball team. I am also a museum volunteer, not as an exhibit, but as a tour guide. Retirement is not boring, as I have found plenty of things to do, and some of those things have found me. Leslie and I enjoy going on trips to Dallas to see our daughter and grandson, taking walks together, and being involved in church activities. I really like our motto, live the life you want, and appreciate the Federation helping me to live that to reality. I hope to be doing that with all of you for a long time.